Good morning, everybody. Give me one segundo. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. Today, I want to talk to you about how you are the creator. Okay? This is a deep talk, all right? So, open-minded, all right? Open-minded. But if you already listened to this podcast of mine, you already know how I speak about life. So, one thing I want to get straight, okay? Who we grow up with and who we grow up around puts beliefs in our mind, okay? There are beliefs that we believe about our lives, about the world, about people, and everything. So there's a quick test I'd like to give people to find out a little bit about their beliefs. And I'll do it with you. You can play along with me, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to finish the sentence with the first word that pops into your head, okay? You ready? Okay. Life is, okay, next one. People are, okay. I am, like you, okay. Men are, okay, and women are, awesome, because I have some men and women who listen to this. So good. So what I just did there, you know, I learned this from a book called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. It's very, very like intense stuff. It's how you program the brain. And so usually when I speak to people, I ask them that, because when you ask somebody that, you get to find out where they are right now in life, a little bit of their beliefs, what they believe about life, what they believe about people, what they believe about themselves, what they believe about men, what they believe about women. And you can kind of gauge from that their experiences in life. I've had people say life is a box of chocolates. I've had people say life is a bitch. Life is hard, you know? For me, if you guys want to know, like mine was like life is a puzzle. When I ask people like people are like, oh, people are honest. People are assholes. People are horrible. People are interesting, you know. For me, I put people are misguided. Some people might be like, oh, that's like two words. I'm like, yo, get out of here. Same thing with I am. So it's like people were like, I am happy, I am tired, I am done, I am, you know, like whatever. I said I am me, you know. That's what came into my head when I was first asked that question. Okay. And again, you can see how people think about what they think about women, what they think about men. And I just like to ask that because you also get to see, again, their experiences. And so from that, I want you to understand that you create your own reality by what you believe in. And I challenge you to really question some of your beliefs. That's, you know, that's a very important thing to do, because if you wholeheartedly believe something, your brain will find a way to always make that come true. That's how powerful the brain is. The brain is always trying to make the things that you believe come true. And I'm not saying that if you, oh, I believe this is going to happen, but to what extent do you believe it's going to actually happen? You know, if you're a type of person that believes that all men cheat, all girls cheat, all things like that, then your brain will consistently try to find that and try to prove you right. Or you wake up, oh, today's going to be a long-ass day. That's what you really believe. So that's going to happen on like a little bit lower level, you know? And then really ask yourself certain questions, like, what do you believe? Like if you're trying to lose weight and you can't, why do you believe you can't? Because diets don't work for you, because you have hormone problems, because it's too hard, you know, all these beliefs, you know, like, why can't you move if you want to move? Oh, because I just don't have the money, or because I can't afford. Oh, what beliefs do you have, okay, that are not really true? They're just a figure of your things that you've accepted. And so when I say, like, you are the creator, what I mean is you create your own reality. And that's why one of the best things that's happened to this generation is that you don't necessarily need to be physically around people who think at a higher level to think like them. I've gained a lot of knowledge, and I've gained a lot of wisdom, and I've gained a lot of different perspectives from deciding who I listen to through technology. The only people I listen to on my phone are people who are richer than me and who have better mental states than me, more disciplined than me. There's like 2-3 people I really listen to. And you have the power to do the same. I'm really trying to get back to the subject of creating. And so you start creating your life by what you really believe in. If you believe that you can do something, then the thought of you believing is the first step. Now, how do we get ourselves to believe it even more? A couple ways. Number one is saying it to yourself. Okay? And I'm saying, like, some people say affirmations work. Some people say they don't think affirmations work. For me, I believe they do. But you have to be consistent with them. Some people say affirmations 2 days, 3 days, and then you'll fall off for like 3 or 4 days. And then some people will say affirmations and they won't believe them. I actually heard a talk the other day. This guy was like, I have a buddy of mine, and they asked him why affirmations don't work for people. He's like, well, I had a buddy of mine who had all these sticky notes in his car. And he's like, I'm attracting the perfect mate. I'm attracting a woman who does this. You know, I'm getting into shape. I'm doing all these affirmations. And he's like, when do you say these? He's like, oh, I say them every single morning, my man. He's awesome. Like, I'm like, do you believe them? He's like, oh, no, not at all, man. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, no, look at me. I'm an engineer. I don't know how I'm going to attract a girl. So this guy kept saying all these affirmations. But when he was asked, do you really believe that's going to happen? He's like, oh, no way, dude. I just say this because it kind of makes me feel better about myself. You know? So there are people who say these affirmations and nothing ever happens because they don't really believe them. So if you're going to say affirmations, you have to legitimately, number one, be really consistent. And number two, you have to take a step back and for a moment really believe that it's going to happen. And one of the best things that we have as human beings is the imagination. If after this talk, you were to go sit down and just imagine yourself, I like to use this scenario, imagine yourself on top of a skyscraper, right? Imagine yourself on top of the skyscraper. So close your eyes. Imagine yourself on like this massive skyscraper, right? And you're on the edge, right? And you're on the edge. You start looking over. You start seeing all the cars. Like you're looking over the edge. Look, you're like hundreds of stories up in the air, right? Looking at the edge. Close your eyes. Feel it. Like, do your hands start kind of tingling? Does your stomach kind of get a little, you know? Think about that. On the edge of this massive skyscraper, you see the cars down there. One little slip. Bah! Right. So if you did it right and you got a little feeling, that just goes to show the power of your imagination. You're not even near a skyscraper, or you might be, but you can feel it. You can feel the anxiety, the stress in your hands, your stomach. Oh my God, but not fall off the. That's how powerful the mind is. You don't need to be there to actually experience the emotions. And that is by far one of the most powerful feelings in the world. One of the most powerful things we as humans have is the imagination. It's the ability to create something that we don't see right now physically. And so I really want you to take this power that I'm showing you that you have. It's not a silly game. It's the truth. Take this power that you have and spend some time with it. Like, spend 10 minutes practicing your imagination, having that feeling. It could be you and your partner. Like, if you're a guy, you can just imagine yourself. Because I'm an emotional guy. Like, I like love. So sometimes I envision myself with my partner going to do things with them, how they look at me, how I look at them, brushing their hair, like all these different things. It can be a car that you really want. It could be a house you really want. It could be you living in a new place, a new home. But create a beautiful vision for yourself. Even if you have to take a pen and notepad, I'm telling you, 99% of people never do this. And they wonder why they never create a life that they actually want to live. They end up getting a life that's handed to them because of the circumstances around them. Because they judge only what they can get. They judge what they can get only by what they see in front of them physically. Never created. Oh, not creating just obtaining. I guess I can get that. Okay? So take this opportunity to remember that you are the creator. Challenge your beliefs. Challenge what you believe in. And really ask yourself, do I really believe that? Is that really fucking true? That's not fucking true. Why do I keep telling myself it's true? And you can start changing those beliefs by acting differently. Maybe saying something different to yourself. Like, no, I am abundant. I am enough. I'm more than enough. I am confident. I am abundant. I am. And say it over and over and over again. All right? So I love every single one of you guys. I appreciate you watching this. Have a great day.